This Sunday marks the beginning of our annual stewardship campaign, and the lectionary has teed me up perfectly with a story about generosity and humility. The key detail of the gospel story that I want to zero in on is the tithe. The Pharisee, the bad guy in this parable, boasts of his tithe. It's evidence, to him anyway, that he's superior to thieves, rogues, adulterers, and even this tax collector, he says. So, at the threat of my soul, I'll be a Pharisee today. I tithe. Chloe and I tithe. We give away 10% of what we earn, and the vast majority of that goes to St. Paul's. We are among three or four of the most generous givers in our community. Why? Well, part of it is stated very well in the fourth of the seven vows in discipleship groups, that we work towards the tithe, remembering that where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. So in the first instance, it's a spiritual practice. If we let go our money, we're saying to our money, "You, money, don't have ultimate authority over me. I am free in regards to you, and I can give you away." A second reason is the satisfaction of investing in what I believe in. I believe in you. I believe in the necessity of this space for a rich, full human life. I believe in the joy of breaking open Scripture together here on this campus. I believe in the joy of seeing, particularly at the 10 o'clock service, children coming up for communion, along with people of all generations. I believe in the joy of walking alongside and teaching Emily Baxter in the spring in order for her to be confirmed at Grace Cathedral, and her being inspired by that to connect with Brigida to go in and visit Joseph, who is now her new great friend, Joseph, on death row. They've changed each other's lives, and Emily is writing her, she has written her college entrance essay on how her friendship with Joseph has changed her. I believe in that with my whole heart. And my money, Chloe's and my money, is part of what makes that possible. A third reason I tithe is because I believe that by doing it, I am planting a flag and saying, "Here I stand." We are in a culture that has undertows that are amoral, indulgent, smug. Here, I can learn to be good, to be strong, but also to be humble. In Jesus' parable, the tithing Pharisee is not justified by his tithe. There's a virtue that's more important than generosity, without which generosity, spiritually, yields nothing. And that virtue is humility, knowing that we are humus, earth, and to earth we will return. The words of the humble tax collector, who looks to the ground and beats his breast, are among the most often quoted in all of Scripture. They are the backbone of the Jesus Prayer. The tax collector says simply, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And in the tradition, that becomes the Jesus Prayer. "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner." It is God's mercy and God's grace that saves us always. And it is our humility not our pride, that enables us to say yes to God's ceaseless, loving initiative. One could potentially never give one penny to St. Paul's or to anyone who's poor and still be saved, still be in intimacy with the one who said, "Surely, as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me." But generosity does open us up. And I know I couldn't do it. I want my checkbook to match my values, which includes living a life that has a positive impact beyond my own needs and the needs of my family. I want to know that what I do with my money reflects my love, not my fear. I want to know that even my money expresses my love of God. If I've been more the Pharisee than the tax collector in your eyes, please forgive me. I'm searching for my own voice here around a matter of great importance. Of course, stewardship is important for us at St. Paul's. Our generosity, the level of our generosity, directly affects the impact we have on our children, on our future, on our weekly worship, and on the poor of Marin. It's also important for our souls. Jesus teaches on nothing more than money in our relationship to things. His invitation, as I hear it this morning, is give generously and be set free to love. Amen.